Thank you for calling in the customer service. This is Casey speaking.
Good morning. This is Barbara Whalen, W-H-A-L-E-N. And you sent me some hemp oil and cream. And I wanted to cancel this, please. You need the ID order number or the shipment ID? Hello?
Yes, I'm still here, ma'am. I'm listening to you. Can I have your zip code, please?
92109.
And what is your name, ma'am?
Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, K, Whalen, W-H-A-L-E-N.
Okay, and can you verify your shipping address for me, please?
1976 Pacific Beach Drive, San Diego, California, 92109.
Okay, it looks like here we ordered some. Some calm formula and active formula from us, ma'am.
Uh-huh. And I've been trying to call to cancel it. You just sent me another order.
Okay, ma'am. Can I push on a brief hold while I cancel this account, ma'am?
Of course.
Yes, ma'am.
One up there, Sammy? One up there? They would not pretend that he had one when, in fact, he had not. And then, the very day before the act, President Trump stressed to be more heated and forced Republicans that he considered to be part of that surrender caucus. Now, we've shown you this tweet before, but I want to draw your attention to how the president was not just in President's case, but how he was also calling out specific Senate Republicans at the end of this tweet. This is a specific warning to anyone who won't help him overturn the results. Anyone who was against the president.
Oh, it says, I hope the Democrats, and even more importantly, the weak and ineffective rhino section of the Republicans Party, are looking at the thousands of people pouring into D.C. They won't stand for a landslide election victory to be stolen. He wrote that January 5th.
Our Justice Department to investigate the false claims that the election was stolen.
The president's direction committed 10 crimes a day on an average.
Loyal members of the president's cabinet authorized federal prosecutors to pursue substantial allegations of voting and vote tabulation irregularities. Bill Barr pursuing these allegations sparked an outcry. 16 assistant U.S. attorneys in the Trump administration urged Attorney General to cease investigations because they had not seen evidence of any substantial anomalies. That means they did not find any evidence of real fraud. Attorney General Barr pursued the investigation anyway, and after his investigation, this is what he found. Quote, we have not seen fraud on a scale that could have affected a different outcome in the election. 2 weeks later, on December 14th, the electors voted to give Joe Biden 306 electoral votes and ensure his victory. The following day, Bill Barr resigned. Attorney General Barr had loyally served President Trump. He had never publicly come out against the president, but for Bill Barr, making up the election fraud claims and saying the election was stolen was a bridge too far. Bill Barr made clear that Trump overturning election results crossed the line. According to a news report, Bill Barr, the highest law enforcement official in the land, told President Donald Trump to his face that his theories of election fraud were, quote, bullshit, unquote. When Bill Barr resigned, his former deputy, Jeff Rosen, took his place. President Trump initially tweeted about Mr. Rosen that he was an outstanding person when he announced that he would become acting attorney general. But when Rosen took over, President Trump put the same pressure on him. that he had done with state officials, members of Congress, U.S. senators, and his former attorney general. President Trump, before he summoned acting attorney general Rosen to the Oval Office the next day, and pressured Rosen to appoint special counsels to keep investigating their election, including unfounded accusations of widespread voter fraud, and also to investigate Dominion, the voting machine's firm. According to report, Mr. Rosen received, maintaining that he made decisions based on the facts and the law, and reminded President Trump what he had already been told by Attorney General Bill Barr, that the department had already investigated and, quote, found no evidence of widespread fraud. But President Trump refused to follow the facts and the law. So the President turned to someone he knew how to do his business. He turned to Jeffrey Clark, another Justice Department lawyer.
I'm still here, Ms. Barbara. It's just a lot of cancellation I have to do on this account, okay?
Okay. So what do you need from me? What else do you need?
I don't need anything else from you. I just need you to stay on the line so I can cancel this out, cancel this account out, and I'm going to notate it that you we did call in today, okay?
Okay.
Department officials had also threatened to resign en masse if he had fired Rosen. President Trump's actions time and time again made clear that he would do anything to pressure anyone if they meant overturning the election results. Necessary to pursue their aims.
Can you let me see what you want to ask?
Everything they were told on the presidency. But all his other private jurisdictions kept failing. And finally, in his desperation, he turned on his own vice president.
Yes.
He pressured Mike Pence to violate his constitutional oath and to refuse to certify the oath. The vice president Pence presided over the certification. The vice president does not have that power in the Constitution. And President Trump never tried to explain why he thought the vice president could block the certification of the election results. He just began relentlessly attacking the vice president. Publicly, President Trump attacked Pence on social media and at rallies, getting his supporters to believe that
he got
the certification on January 6th. Here's what President Trump said in Georgia on January 4th.
And I hope Pence comes through for us, I have to tell you.
Behind closed doors, President Trump applied civilian pressure. Also, reports confirmed that President Trump used his political attorney and other officials to pressure the vice president. Trump reported on almost anyone who called him to also call the vice president. According to reports, if Mike Pence was in the Oval Office, President Trump would call people to try to get them to the vice president to help. And President Trump kept repeating the myth that Pence could stop the certification to his base to anger them, hoping to intimidate Mike Pence. On the morning of the rally on January 6th, President Trump tweeted, "All Mike Pence has to do is send them back to the states," and all caps he wrote, "and we win. Do it, Mike. This is a time for extreme courage." President Trump later went out to attack Pence nearly a dozen times in his speech at the Save America March. Privately, in person, before Pence headed to oversee the joint session on January 6th, President Trump again threatened Pence. "You can either go down in history as a patriot," Mr. Trump told him, according to TV brief on the conversation, "or you can go down in history as a pussy." As a veteran, I find it deeply dishonorable that our former president and commander-in-chief equated patriotism with violating the Constitution and overturning the election. You will see and hear the consequences of President Trump's repeated attacks on the Vice President, the chance of traitor, and the chance of hanging Mike Pence. Thankfully, Vice President Pence...
Okay, Ms. Susan, your account is officially canceled with us, okay?
Okay. Can you tell me what you've been charging me with and what credit card you've got?
Let's see, Ms. Barbara, that looks like we've been charging you the full retail price of
$95.94
and $99.94.
$95?
$100
for each one? $100 for each one?
Well, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, it's canceled. I won't receive any more, right?
No, ma'am. You will not be receiving any more.
All right.
Well, for this February shipment, it's unfortunately that shipment was already out on the way. So when you receive it, you can just throw it away or do whatever you like with it, ma'am. Ma'am. That's my internet running slow.